Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger. Today is Tuesday, July the 17th, 2018, and this is The Daily. Pokemon Go players, now is the time to grind. Special global rewards are now available with the completion of the second Pokemon Go Fest in Chicago. You can get double candy on captures, increased amounts of candy on egg hatches, guaranteed rare candies from raid battles, distances for eggs cut in half, and the chance to get Zapdos at any gym this Saturday for a 3-hour period starting at 2 p.m. Eastern. All these rewards will be available until July 23rd, so get to work, trainers. If you're a fan of Zelda and a fan of collecting all of their art books, their encyclopedias, their game guides, their history books, goodness, I'm sure you have a huge bookcase dedicated to Zelda. Well, make room for a few more as Dark Horse Comics is releasing The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild Creating a Champion art book. Launching on November the 20th, it'll have over 400 pages with sketches, official illustrations, design artwork, commentary about making the game, a historical section giving an in-depth history for Breath of the Wild, and interviews with key members of the development team. And of course, as there is a normal release, there will also be a special Heroes Edition that comes with an exclusive cover, a cloth map of Hyrule, an art print of the champion's photo with Link, and a glass replica of a spirit orb. Both versions of the book are available to pre-order right now on Amazon.com. And one of the first mini-game releases being published by Nintendo for the Switch is coming. Of course, we don't count 1-2 Switch around here. Bandai Namco's Go Vacation releases on July the 27th, and it's the same game that they created for the Nintendo Wii. Except, based on the eShop description, it looks like that there could be online multiplayer. That would be a brand new addition to the game, along with the updated visuals, of course. Looks like they're gonna beat Mario Party to the punch. I've never played this game, though. Based on the reviews of the Wii game, it received some mixed reception, but slightly edging toward being positive. Of course, by that time, there were tons of minigame compilations. It was getting a bit tiresome at that time. So, here's to hoping for a fresh start before we really dig in with Super Mario Party. Nintendo continues on with game updates as Mario Tennis Aces is announced to have a version 1.1.2 update coming on July the 19th. Does that mean a big baby Bowser Jr. nerf? Based on the info given, yes it does! There will also be some changes to the shot types as well as the angles in which the shots can be shot. In any case, if we don't get full details, we'll know in a few days. So if you're annoyed by the online gameplay, hopefully we'll get a fresh start again until we find the next technique to exploit. Super Smash Bros. Ultimate is traveling everywhere with Nintendo. It was at E3, it was at the Nintendo New York store, then they brought it to CEO 2018, and now they're taking it to San Diego Comic-Con. If you're going to be in attendance, look out for the Nintendo Gaming Lounge in the ballroom of the Marriott Marquis. You'll get a chance to play Smash as well as some others, which include Overcooked 2, Just Dance 2019, and FIFA 19. San Diego Comic-Con takes place in San Diego, California on July the 19th through July the 22nd. And yeah, I know you forgot. That's why I'm here. My Nintendo still exists. And assuming you have an official Nintendo account, you definitely have some points to spend. Well, there happens to be a new Animal Crossing 3DS theme available for 200 platinum points. There's also a Mario Characters 3DS theme for 20 gold points. So why is one theme platinum and one theme gold? Well, because obviously you need to spend those points on something. So I suggest you head over to my.nintendo.com and get to spending. And Tuesday means new releases. Nintendo is keeping the volume up with 26 new games this week. Definitely no shortage of games here with a wide variety to choose from. Here's a few highlights starting with Let's Sing 2018. It's karaoke, and if you like singing American pop songs, it's probably for you. It's out today on the eShop for $40. There's also Pool Panic. This game was shown on the Nindy Showcase this year. Imagine a billiards game where all the balls have legs, and the actual pool table is actual locations like houses and the forest and a basketball court, a church. I really don't know how to explain it, but I played the demo at PAX and it's really fun to play and very interesting to watch. It's out this Thursday on the Switch eShop for $15. Then there's Adventure Time Pirates of the Enchiridion. You know that cartoon with Jake and Finn. I'm sure there's an adventure in there somewhere with RPG fighting elements. Just check it out when you get a chance. It's out today for $40 on the Switch eShop and physically in retail stores. And finally, I missed this one last week, but I wanted to mention it. Bomb Chicken came out last Thursday. It's another game that was highlighted on the Nindie Showcase. It's an action puzzle platformer, which are the type of games that I'm a sucker for. You might have noticed if you listen to me on a normal basis. You're a chicken and you can lay bombs. That's the gist of it, but the gameplay is kind of a mix between Box Boy and Bomberman. The animation looks really cool, and I think it's a game that you should at least take a look at. It's on the Switch eShop for $15. You can check out the other games by checking the eShop on your Nintendo console or by going to nintendo.com/games. And that's all for today. Thank you to Tasty Gaming and Marcus Adams for recently favoriting the podcast. I appreciate your support. I'm currently at 195 favorited for the Nintendo Seconds podcast on the Anchor app. If you're listening with the Anchor app, please, I invite you to hit that favorite button if you enjoy what you listen to. And if you guys have any suggestions, any comments, anything you want to send me, just want to say hello, feel free to send me a voice message on the Anchor app by clicking the message button on the Nintendo Seconds page. Or if you don't feel like using your voice, you can use your fingers, whether by mobile phone or keyboard, by sending me a tweet on Twitter at LPTiger, LPTYGER. Thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.